Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. Lave. Today's the lave of Masechta's Nida. Lave of Masechta's Nida today.
What does that mean?
Today's lave. The lave of Masechta's Nida, but we're in Lamed Aleph and Beis by the new parak. That's what we're up to. And the Mishnah, here we go. Benos Kusim. The daughters of Kusim. What are Kusim? So Kusim, they were come from the country called Kuta. They were transported into Israel. They converted to Judaism. We're not really sure what the status of their conversion was. Why they converted? Were they sincere? Were they only converted because there was an outbreak of lions? No one knows. At some point in history, they had the status of not Jews. Because they were not, they were for certain no longer practicing Jews. But when the Mishnah was written, there was an uncertainty what their status was. So this is the Mishnah. Benos Kusim, the daughters of Kusim, Nidos ma'arisasan. They are nidos in the cradle. Meaning, the minute they're born. The minute they're born, they're a nida. They have the status of a nida. Okay?
In what way?
In what way? That if a baby sees dam, which is unusual, but it can happen, then they're treated like a nida. Regarding tumah, regarding truma, regarding tumah. Va'kusim and kusim, adult girls, mitamin mishkav tachton ke'elyon. They can be metame, the upper, mishkav tachton is the lower, ke'elyon, like the upper. We don't know what that means. We're not going to know what that means till later in the Gemara. I think it's tomorrow. We're not going to know what that means right now. Anyway, the metame, the elyon, the tachton, like the elyon, mitnei shein bali nidos, because... What? The men, the kusim, are bo'el nidos. So therefore, this tame elyon and tachton. What does that mean? We'll get to it later. V'hein yoshvos al kol dam v'dam. And they hold all dam. What does that mean, they hold all dam? Okay? So for that, we have to see Rashi. So Rashi says, it's a long Rashi here, klomar. L'hachi havi bo'el nidos. Why are the kusim bo'el nidos? Why? We just made a statement. Officially, they're Jews. So why are they bo'el nidos? The answer is, because even if they were Jews, they were very big amaratzim. They didn't really know much. Whatever they knew, they held very stringent. So it was very funny. They had very funny practices. So the Rashi explains that they were bo'el nidos. The chol dam shiroos. Any dam they saw, ben adam, whether it was red, ben yirakos, whether it was green, Yosheves olav yimei nidos. They would start counting 7 days. Green dam came out. We call that alien dam, right? What's green dam? Green dam, if you have green, a woman has like green coming out of her body, she tells the rabbi, Rabbi, it was green. So even if the rabbi says, I want to see it, let's say it's green, not a nida. So what if that happens on a Monday? Then on Tuesday, she sees dam. The nida starts on Tuesday, not on Monday. But the kusim would start already on Monday. They would end a day early. Because in halachas by a nida, you could bleed for 7 straight days. As long as on the 7th day, you clean, you go to the mikvah. That's a big problem. So every kusi is being with probably a nida. Why? Because they're holding nida in the wrong way. So, zutakala you have. It's a huge problem. Imra dam yarok payom. If they saw dam on Sunday, haschalas limnos shishavahu. They would count 7 days beginning from Sunday. That's a mistake. Imtir ba'osim menidos dam adam. And then if on Monday and Tuesday she saw dam, red dam, she's already counting her nida. That's wrong. V'osa dam yarok, tar haya, but because the green, nothing wrong with the green. That's tar dam. V'imariyasa shnei hitzricha limnos. It has to start from the second one.
That's right.
It's got to start from the second day.
When it's red.
When it's red. Right? You understand what's going on?
Of course.
Okay. So Tosfos asks, in the top Tosfos, Vim Tomar, 1 second. For typically, she needs Mary Sussan. But didn't we just opening statement say that they're a nida when they're born? So what does this mean that they're nidas later on in life? The minute they're born, they're a nida. They have the status of a nida, then they're born.
It's a generalization, meaning they're always nidas because they don't know how to count. That doesn't mean that they're...
No, so here, V'yesh Lomar, the Hainu Dafka B'taknusan, that's only when they're Taka kids, Dulo Darshi V'isha. They didn't darshan. We're going to have a drush here with the word v'isha. They didn't darshan that. Kedama v'gemara. Aval b'gedolos, when they got older, mefarshi luhu, of course they would separate v'tavli, and they would go to the mikvah, v'lo matamu elamishum, the yoshvas are called dam v'dam. There's a separate there when they were children, because they didn't learn a certain drasha which they have to learn, which we're going to get to. Once they got older, of course they go to the mikvah. Of course they went to the mikvah. The problem is that the halachas are all backwards. So chances are when they went to the mikvah, they're still in either. Right? Chances are. Good, very good chance. So the whole, everything they're doing is problems. But you can't say, well, since they're in either when they're born, they're in either throughout their life. No. They can go to the mikvah when they get older. Special gzera on kids. Why? You'll see in the Gemara what the specific gzera was on kids. Okay? Now, even though all this is true, we just said, v'ein chayav en alein al bias mikdash, they're not chayav on bias mikdash, right, going into the Beis HaMikdash, v'ein sarf en alein as a truma, or to burn their truma. We're not gonna, if one of these, if a kusi walks into your house and touches your apples, you don't have to burn the apples. Why not? But neshiv tumasa misafik. It's only a safik. We don't know. We don't know that she's so green on Sunday and then red on Monday and now it's Thursday. We don't know any of that. So we don't know. So everything's a suffix. Okay? A little bit of a...
In
what? So we said that by that's only past truma, not future. Remember we said that's only future, not past?
I understand. You have something in the house.
Right.
It's a problem anyway.
Right. So this mission was a little cryptic, right? So now, let's try to flesh it out. So the Mishnah opens to start off by saying that a nida is a kusi is a nida when they're a baby. Hey Chizan, what does that mean? Idika chazian, if a baby saw dam, it's unusual, but if it could happen, and we're going to see it can happen by Jews too. So if she saw dam, then I feel the donami. We'll have the same halacha. If a 1 year old baby sees dam, we have to have halachas nida. We're going to have that soon coming up. So what's the difference between them and us? And idilo chazian. And if they didn't see Dan, why are we making them a nida? These little girls running around, poor babies. Why are we making them nidas? So Amar Rava Bered of Isacha, Amar Baravuna, Amar of Sheshes, Hacha Mayaskinan, Bistama. No, it's Stama girl. We have no idea if she saw or not. Stama girl, a little baby, kusi girl, Stama girl is a nida. Why? Kivan de Ika Miuta de Chazion, since there's a miut that see Dan, and they don't do anything about it, Chayshinon. We're choshesh for every girl that maybe that girl is the miyot. Right? Rashi says in the last Rashi, Limiyuta, it's a miyot. We're choshesh for the miyot. Umetaminon lekulu. And we make them, every single girl is tamei. Ma'ari sasan, from the minute they're born, Mishum de Dilma Chazia. Maybe this is the miyot. Okay? So now, Uman Tana. The Chayesh Lemiyuta, who's choshish for this? Who's choshish for a miyut? Choshish is a far-fetched, how often a girl has it, sees that, how does it happen? What's in the yovel? So what happens, we're going to have, right now, what you do, it's not so very common, it's certainly a miyut. So Rameir, it's the famous opinion of Rameir, the Tanya, katan uktana, a katan and a katana, lo cholzin, v'lo miyavmin. A katan can't do chalitza, on a katana, and a cotton can't do yibam on a katana. So if a guy, Reuven's married to Rachel, and Rachel's 7 years old, and Reuven is 15 years old, which is mutter, right? And Reuven died never without children. Reuven has a brother Shimon. Shimon's 11 years old. So can Shimon do yibam on Rachel? No. What about chalitza? Also not. Nothing. They have to wait. So divi Reb Meir. That's what Reb Meir says. Amru Locha Belor Meir, Yafa Amarta Shein Cholzin. Chalitza, we agree with you. A boy under the age of bar mitzvah cannot do chalitza. You know why?
Das.
It's a mitzvah. Ish ksiv b'parsha umakshinan ishul ish. They both have to be adults. Umatam emi yabnin. Why? What about yibam? Why not? As long as he's 9 years old, a 9 year old boy is considered roi for bia. A 3 year old girl's roi. Why can't he do it? Why not? So Amar Lahen Katan, I'll tell you why. Shema Yimate Swiss. Maybe he'll turn into a Swiss, meaning he's never going to have children. This boy, one of those rare. It's a rare thing. Or Katana Shema Yimate Islandus. The Katana, maybe she's going to grow up and also never have children. Also happens. It's rare, but it happens. It's a miut. So I'm not allowing. And what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Venimtu Pogin Be'erva Shlub Maka Mitzvah. You're marrying your sister-in-law without a mitzvah. That's an avera. Therefore, I make them wait, says Rameir. They can't do it now. It's the only reason they can't do it now. What's the reason? It's a miut. Okay? asks Tosfos an unbelievable question. In the Tosfos of Shema, with the lines of what? Shema Timatzi Islandus. Vim Tomar asks Tosfos, 1 second. If she's an Islandus, then her marriage to the brother never was Chal either. Because it was Mekachtos. Because
right.
Nobody marries, nobody wants to marry an Islandus. So it's Mekachtos. So when Rishima now marries her, it's not an Erva. Because retroactively, they were never married.
Right.
You hear? That's Tosfos' question.
Interesting question.
Very interesting question. So Tosfos' answer is, no, Reuven said, I'll marry her even if she's an Islandus. So he's Mekabel no matter what. Even if she's... That's what Tosfos' answer is.
Is he allowed to do that?
What?
Is he allowed to do that?
Yeah, he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to do that. He says, Dehacha Ayri, the kibul aleha achiv, he's accepting it. Ki hai gavne, that's it, those 3 words. Mekabel aleha achiv, he's accepting to marry her, even if she turns out, I love you so much, even if you turn out to be an analyst, I'm never going to divorce you, I love you, I'll keep you no matter what. Once he says that, then it's valid. Now he passed away Nebuch, then the brother can't marry her, because maybe she's not going to be an islandist, and then it's and then he can't marry her, the second one can't marry her, and therefore it's an erva. He says, then tells us this is a funny thing, I already answered this same question in Ben Sora Umorah, the Ein Laharich Kanyos, I'm not going to go into it more over here. Okay? I already go read over there, I already wrote about it over there, saving the ink. Then he asks, Vim Tomar, V'katon, Amai Chai Shinon, Shema Yim Tzisris. Why are we worried? Maybe he's going to be a Swiss. Venidike, let's check him out. Check it out. So he's a 11-year-old boy. Check it out. How do you check it out? Emose kipa kimashtinon. When he goes to the bathroom, when he urinates, does he make an arch? Does the urine make an arch? It's a simon. O echad mishar simonim to arba ha'orel. Other simonim, whether or not he's a Swiss, could have children. So there's things you can check out. So I can check him out. Fikula mandama hasam, dolavi Swiss. Aji Bakol Simani Swiss, you have to have every single simon. You have to have every simon of a Swiss. So check him out. One simon he doesn't have, he's not a Swiss. So go check him out. The Yeshomer says, tells us the 8 miles of Abadika Achu Gadol B'Shanim. You can't do this. These tests don't work until he's older. So you can't test this at 11-year-old. You gotta wait. So I said, Rameir, there's no Chalitza or no Yivam. It's such a far fetched, he's cautious for the Miyut. Okay? Rabbanon. And the what about the Rabbanon? Zil Basaruba, the Kitanim. Then they go Basarov. Verov Kitanim, Lav Bnei Srisim, Ninu. Most Kitanim are not Srisim, right? Lav Srisim, Ninu. Zil Basaruba, the Kitanos. You go Basarov of girls, Rov Kitanos, Lav Islandus, Ninu. And most girls are not Islandus. She said, they were about to say, yeah, once in Yoivel it's going to happen, but we're going to go Basarov. Eim Adishmasel, the Rameir Mute, the Shriach. When does Rameir say his halacha? On a miyot that's shchiach. What does that mean? A miyot that's shchiach.
It can happen, but it's rare.
Aval miyot delo shchiach, but a miyot that's not shchiach, right? Misha masle? You even say such a thing? Does he even hold a miyot that's not? Now, what's the difference in a miyot that's shchiach and a miyot? What's a miyot? A miyot means it's a minority event.
A rarity.
So. He's mechalik. The Gemara is mechalik in within Reb Meir between a miyot, what's called a miyot ha matzui, and a miyot that's not matzui. What's a miyot ha matzui?
It happens.
It happened. How often does it happen? Less than 50%.
So 10%. So being colorblind.
What?
Colorblind. I think maybe 10% of people are colorblind. Well, so that's a miyot, but it's frequent. You're
correct.
10%, but it's less than 50%.
Correct. Mir HaMatzah comes up in many places in Halacha, like with kashrus, like with animals that have problems. You have to check this and that. It's a miyot. We don't check anything for a cat animal except for their lungs.
Right.
Why? Because lungs is not a miyot. What about this brain problem? We don't check that. Why? It's a miyot that's not even matzah. That was the issue with the water in the New York City. He said it's a mir HaMatzah. It's a miyot, but that there's bugs in water or those, right, whatever those are. But it's matzui. It's like 15%, 10-15%. It's really a miyot of matzui. Not a miyot that's never going to happen once in a blue moon. Right? How often does a girl turn out that she can't have children? It's a miyot. It's a miyot. Not a majority of girls. It's a miyot. What kind of miyot is that? They call that a miyot of matzui. How often does a girl see dam? A baby in a cradle. How often does she see dam? It's a miyot. They eat a matzui. Once in a million, such a miyot. Even a beish choshev, that? Such a rare miut. So yes, in the world of miut, we're making distinctions, right? 49% also miut. That's a very, very large miut. We're not talking about a miut like that, right? So even a miut of a girl's going to see a dam in a cradle, it's such a rare miut. So, no, you're wrong. This miut about a girl, baby, seeing dam is not such a far-fetched miut. Titania, three stories. Amar Yossi, Maisa Be'ein Bull, there was a story in Bull, Vitbilu, Kodim Lima. We made the girl, the baby, go to the mikvah before the mother. The mother went to the mikvah after 14 days. Right? After 14 days, she goes to the mikvah and she starts her Yimei Tayre. This baby went to the mikvah before 14 days, which means she saw dam. She counted 7 clean days, and we put her in the mikvah before the mother went.
The baby counted 7 days.
The baby counted 7 days. I'm a Rebbe, Maisa Beisharim, another story. Vitbilua Kodalima. We made the baby go to the mikvah before the mother. But means before 14 days. My Vamar of Yosef, Maisa Bepumpadisa, Vitbilua Kodalima. We went to go to the mikvah before the mother went. Now the Gemara's.
Is it not an Indian that unmarried women don't go to?
That's Bismarck.
Oh, okay. But then
it was different.
That,
where? One second. Now, Bishlama, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, there are three stories here. Two of them took place in Israel. One took place in Pumpadisa. Pumpadisa is in Bavel, right? Says in 1 second. Bishlama, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Mishum, Truma, Eretz Yisrael. What are we afraid of? She's going to touch Truma? The third case was with Rabbi Yosef and Amora. There's no more Beis HaMikdash. Right? There's no more Beis HaMikdash. It's still Truma.
There's no Beis HaMikdash by Rabbi Yosef. There's no Beis HaMikdash by Rabbi Yosef.
But there's still Truma. But Rabbi Yosef was in Pumpadisa. So it's Truma in Pumpadisa? El Rabbi Yosef, Lameli, Amar Shmuel, Ein Shumas Chutzlaret, Asura, El Bamisha Tuma Yotze Migufo. In Chutzlaret, the only Truma we care about is the only Tuma that, the only Tuma that's going to trafe up Truma of Chutzlaret, is truma that comes out of your body. Meaning, if you touch a sheretz, and then you touch the truma in chutz laaretz, it doesn't make the truma tamei,
right.
Because it didn't come out of your body, that truma. It's truma from the outside. It touched the sheretz. Even if it touches dead body, also won't make the truma of chutz laaretz tamei, because it didn't come out of, that didn't come out of my body. It touched a dead body. Different kind of truma. Hanimili bachila, that's only to eat the truma. Aval, Benegia, lo, not touching it. So, well, why would we make this girl, this baby, in Pumpadisa go to the mikvah? Right? Says Tosfos, 1 second. What's cool? What's truma in chutz laaretz?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Where does it come from?
You grow from the ground in Bavel, is truma on chutz laaretz? What's Gemara talking about? The Gemara does not assume, Tosfos doesn't assume that means you took the truma from Israel and you brought it to Pumpadisa. He doesn't assume that. He says, you grew crops in Pumpadisa. That's a halach of truma? Would we ever hear that? That's what the Gemara sounds like. Rabbi Yosef made the girl go to the mikvah, the baby, because of truma. Right? So the Gemara says, Ammar Zutra, the answer, the question is, but 1 second, it's only by eating. A baby's not eating truma. So what's the issue? Ammar Zutra, la nutrich el asucha shemen shel truma. No, we're going to anoint her with truma oil. And sicha, anointing, has the halachic status of eating, because it gets absorbed into the body, like food, and therefore it would be a problem. Right? Fine. So getting back to Tosfos' question, what kind of thing is truma in chutz laaretz? It's not truma in Woodmere. What's that? What does that mean? It's not truma in chutz laaretz. So Tosfos asked that question, he asked it in Avodah Zarah. They bring it here, because it's relevant. So there's a someone called Rav Tzemach Gon, one of the Gaonim, and he said, he explained, there's no such thing as Truman Chutz Laaretz, no such thing. The Chachamim were Machmir, just the Gedolim were Machmir, like the Machmir, like they would eat things as if it was Kachim, they would eat things as if they were only always Tahar. Same thing, they would pretend that this was Truma, and they would treat it with astringencies that they used to treat Truma back in Israel, even though they're not in Israel. It's a way to remind them to be in Israel. Okay?
Because they pretended we have a Talakha.
What?
Just because they pretended that it is.
Yeah.
We have a halacha.
Yeah, they pretended.
So that makes a halacha that they pretended.
Yeah.
It's not.
By the way, you have the same halacha here in America.
On what?
On what? Anyone know on what? You have the same halacha here in America. They had it here Thursday night. Challah. The only reason we keep challah in Chutz Laretz is so you should remember such a thing as challah in Eretz Yisrael.
Take up challah.
Yeah. That's the only reason we keep challah in Chutz Laretz. That you should remember such a thing. Every woman makes challah, they take off challah. We don't give it to a kohen for other reasons. We take off challah. Why take off challah? To remind you that you said such a thing called challah. Right. They did the same thing with truma. That's why they made her go to the mikvah. They treated it the same exact way.
That makes sense.
What? Similar. That's one answer. Rashi gives another answer. Rashi says Rashi holds that the truma minat Torah is only on grain, wine, and oil, but apples and oranges only midrabanan. So Rashi held any truma that is minat Torah, grain, wine, and oil, then in chutz laretz it's a derabanan. So it's midrabanan. If it's apples and oranges, then in chutz laretz it's nothing. And then Rashi says, and that's only even the lands near Israel. Only lands near Israel.
Syria,
Bavel maybe, not America, not even Europe. Right? Rashi even said, where I live, we don't have this. But near Israel, they would have such a thing. So, okay, let's have to answer the question. Okay. Titania, back to the Gemara, it says, Lo yichalu es kadji b'nei Yisrael, asher yarimu l'ashem, l'rabas es hasach v'yes hashoseh. That includes anointing and drinking. Shoseh lamali, shiskri b'chalach. What do you mean? Drinking is part of eating. Right? No, el l'rabas es hasach b'shoseh. That drinking is like eating. That anointing is like drinking. Because it gets absorbed in your body. Fine. That's one answer. How could it be truma in chutz laretz? V'boisim, another answer. Mehacha. V'atavi, kamayim, bekirbo, ukeshemen, ba'atzmosav. Right? Another passage that shows that goes into your bones, it's like eating. Okay. Ihachi. If it's true that the reason why nida is by kusim, that we hold nida in the for the babies is because of a miyut, maybe they're going to turn out to be what's the miyut? Oh, because the miyut of girls in Sidam, and they don't take care of it. That's what I'm saying right now. Ihachi didanami. So why don't we have the same halacha? Why don't we have the same halacha? If a baby sees dam, it's very rare. He says, well, it's not so rare, it's a miyut, it's not such a crazy miyut. So why don't we have the same halacha? If one of our babies sees dam, why don't we treat her as a nida? His point is, we're going to see, we do treat her as a nida. Why don't we make a gzira? All girls of us are also nida, are also a tame. All babies that are born are also, girls, are tame, because maybe the miyut of them are nidas. So Gemara says, no. Anan, the darshin on isha v'ish, we use the drasha isha v'ish, and if it does happen that one of our babies sees dam, mifarshi lahu, we're going to take care of it. We'll separate them. We'll take care of it. V'lo gazi be'rabanan. There's no purpose for making zero. In who them the kusim the lo darshi isha v'isha. They don't make that drasha isha v'isha. Therefore, v'chichazayi lo mifarshi lahu gazi be'rabanan. So if a girl does see dam, they don't do anything about it. If they don't do anything about it, we have to make zero. My isha v'ish, what's that about? This isha v'isha, what's that about? The Tanya, isha, in li'ela isha. Torah says, a woman. What about a baby? Tinoikis. Tinoikis bas yom echad minidah l'nayim. How do you know a one-day-old girl could be a nida? How do you know? Talam, tamalama, v'isha. It says v'isha. So we learn even babies. Alma, what do you see? Ki marabi kra bas yom echad marabi. One day old, we're already including. Right? So, the kusim don't hold from this. They don't hold from this. So when if a baby by them would see dam, they would do anything about it, and they have to. Therefore, we're making clear on all of them. By us, no. If a baby sees dam, we'll take care of it. So there's no reason to make a gzera on everybody. They'll take care of it. That's why by us there's no gzera. Now, one second. So we just said that even a one-day-old girl is already in the category of an isha.
Right.
For a minute, one second. We know isha, in liela isha. Tzedok is bas gimel shana v'yom echad labia. Minayin. How do you know that a girl has to be at least 3 years old? Right? Rashi is regarding what halacha? Regarding what? Rashi says that if you have relations with a girl, the girl becomes tummy. Every time a man and woman had relations back then, they become tummy. Right? Shemitame bias adam migzeres hakasav. It's a gzeres hakasav. There's no reason why they should be tummy. Dechziv etama. They become tummy. Just because they become tummy. Right, not because the shechva zera touches her, which it does, right? No, that's not the reason. Because Shari Maga based on Star Bhuva in a Matami. That's inside her body. That doesn't make Tame. There's no Tame inside your body. So why is it Tame? Just because. Torah said so. What age is that? 3. Why don't we say it's 1 day old? Should be very bizarre. Why don't we say that? Why don't we say that? So how come what? So when do you know when's it 3? When's it 1 day old? So Tamalama V'isha, right? Says V'isha. Amarava, well, calm down. Hilchasaninu, there's a halachal Moshe Mitzinai, Vashmechinu Rabbanan Akra. And the Torah sometimes hangs it on a pasuk. In other words, how do you know that an esrik has to be yellow? How do you know an esrik is an esrik? The answer is halachal Moshe Mitzinai. How do you know tefillin have to be black? The answer is halachal Moshe Mitzinai. How do you know that if a man's with a woman, they both become tamei? Halachal Moshe Mitzinai. That's just the way it is. Right, Moshe came down with halachas, they're not in the Torah. Sometimes the Torah the Gemara will show, oh, there's a pasuk over there. That when you mav a sedra, you should remind, oh right, there's halacha Moshe Mitzinai about that. I remember that. They taught that in yeshiva. So the Rabbanim would throw psukim out there just to remind you.
That's called
Ashmachta. So the Gemara says, Hilchas Aninu Vashmachu Rabbanan Akra. So Rashi explains that the Rashi of Hilchas, in Yanida Bas Yom Echad, regarding Yanida being 1 day old, Ulinyan Nida be a Bat Gimel, and the fact that the Nida already becomes Tam when she's 3 years old, those are two different halachas. Devarim halalu, halach l'moshe m'sinayim. They're both halach l'moshe m'sinayim. They're both halach l'moshe m'sinayim. Right? Kedem afarish v'azel, techad de minayu hilchasa, and one is, v'azel, techad de minayu hilchasa. One of them is a halacha, and one of them is actually learned out of a pasuk. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says like this: Amar Rava, Hilchasa Ninu, Vasbichin Rabbanan Akra. Hi Kra, Vahai Hilchasa. Which one's the pasuk and which one's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Two halachas here: one on a 1 day old, one on a 3 year old. Which one's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai and which one's the actual pasuk? So Ilei Mabat Yom Echad Hilchasa. If the 1 day old is the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, Bas Gimel Shanim V'Yom Echad Kra, but a 3 year old is in the pasuk. That'd be very odd, because kra, stomach siv, the pasuk just says stam, without saying what age. So why are we making the pasuk be some later year, 3 year old? That's odd. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela bas gimel shana v'yomechad hilchasa. The 3 year old is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Bas yomechad kra. It's a pasuk. In other words, from the pasuk, we learn out that a 1 day old girl is already could be anita. Why? There's nothing lower, nothing younger than a 1 day old girl. For a day she's born. 1 day old girl, what about regarding Hilchas Tumas Bia? The man and woman are together, they become Tamei? Who made up that? You're right. Halacha L'moshe M'sinai made up that. That's already 3 years old. How do you know that? Halacha L'moshe M'sinai. Uma'achad Hilchasa Kra Lamali. So if it's Halacha L'moshe M'sinai, why do we need a pasuk? There's an extra vav there by V'isha. And the Gemara says, L'mute Ish Me'odem. To exclude a man who has a red discharge. If a man has a red discharge, he's not Tame.
It's not blood.
What?
It's not blood.
What is it?
Discharge.
So Rashi says on top. Stop. What? Stop. Is that such a thing? That's a separate thing. So Rashi says on top. Afal gaf dekra lab odamairi. That pasuk's not talking about blood, red. Al karchach kivon dekra yisayruhu. It's an extra pasuk now. The word v'isha is extra. It's just because it said isha. We have halacha l'moshe m'sinai anyway. No, it says v'isha. Not a man. But a man, no such thing. Umashi, 1 second. Umashi yisudus davar akarv lin darshbo. Hachagamar. Isha temeya b'davar omar ba dahinu odem. Ve'nish tamei b'davar omar b'isha. That a man is not going to become tamei if he discharges red something. Wow. Terry? Yes. Zav? Yes. Not red. Why not? The Torah said so.
We have red discharges.
Men.
Mass spermia. Yeah.
Correct. But it's not going to be Tomas Terry or Tomas Zav. It's not. What is it? It's some aberration. What can I tell you?
It's usually his bloody semen.
Okay.
Well, that's a problem. Huh? Well, that's a problem. I know. Or, I don't believe it, but that's usually an old
thing. V'hadotanya, we have another brisa that says, Isha. Ein li'ela ishes Isha. I'm talking about now, Hilcha Zava. Bas Yud Yomim Leziva Minayin. How do you know that a 10-day-old girl could be a Zava Gedola? Why 10 days old? It's because in order to be a Zava, you have to have first 7 Yemei Nida. and then three Yimei Zava. So you get 10. So even a 10-day-old girl could be a Zava Gadola, 10 days old. Tamad Lamar, V'isha. It says V'isha, right? So Lamali, Lema Minida. Why do I need a Pasuk? Learn that from Nida. A 1-day-old could be a Nida. Why can't a 1-day-old, a 10-day-old be a Zava? So Tzvicha. Dikas Rakhmana Benida. Had it only said it by Nida. Half mean I would have thought Nida Mishum Dika Chadia Chadiome. By Lema Sezayin. Because if a Nida sees for 1 second, 1 day, she has to hold Shivanakiyam. So to say, well, a baby had a one minute discharge, maybe that could be. Maybe it's possible. But if a girl, a Zava, sees only one discharge, she has to only hold one clean day, so maybe the 3 days, that's very unusual. Right? That's not possible. No, it's still going to hold such a thing. Then I should only set it by Zava. That a Zava, such a baby could be a Zava. Who said a baby could be a Nida? V'nana yadana, they ain't Zava below Nida. You can't be a Zava without a Nida. So why does Zava have to tell me Nida and Zava? The Gemara adds, Ein hachanami, you're right. There's no reason to tell you that a baby could be a Nida, because if a baby could be a Zava, it automatically could be a Nida. Right? Ein hachanami, el akral lamali. You're right, no, the other thing. Lemute oda ish me odem. To exclude a man from a red discharge. No such thing. We already did that already. On the top line of this page, we did that. So we're doing 5 lines later. So, chad lemute mshikhva zera, v'chad lemute midam. No, it's not shikhva zera, and it's not dam. It's none of those things. V'chein l'inyan zicharim. And they have the same halacha by men. What's that? Titania. Ish ish. Matamad lomar ish ish. Why'd I say ish ish? L'rabos, tinok, ben, yom echad. Even a 1-day-old, shumatame, beziva. Even a 1-day-old could be a zav. What's a zav? A zav is some kind of discharge that a man has. It's not keri. We don't know what it is, but it's some kind of discharge. Now, for a man, you don't have to have 3 consecutive days. No, you need at least 2 discharges on the same day or consecutive days. If it's on the same day, it's got to be different times of the day. It can just be one long thing. Different. So for a man, different, and then if a man sees a 3rd discharge, either in 3 consecutive days or in 1 day even, 1 or 2 days after a stop, then everybody have to bring a carbon. So a baby even can have that. Right? A 1 discharge, that's called shechva zera. Even if it's a zav, that's the status. So even a baby can have that. How do you know? Ish ish, labas tinnik ben yamechad, shumatami beziva, divir bihuda, rishol ben osher b'yochan and broke omer, ain't a tzarech now. Hari omer, it says, l'zachar ulan akiva. It says, l'zachar ulan akiva. L'zachar kol shu, zachar, ben shu gadol, ben shu katan. Doesn't make a difference what age he is. Well, Nekeva also. Kol shu Nekeva, ben gedola, ben katana. No, there's already a drasha. Where's that pasuk? Yeah. The pasuk is, Vahadava, benidasa, vahazav, ezovo, lazacha, ulanakeva, right, for man and a woman, laish, right? Im Kane, Matam Lomer, ish ish. Then why does it say ish ish? It just said ish ish teaches me even babies. Right. Now we know from another pasuk we have babies. So it's ish ish, nothing. Debra Torah, Kolashim Bnei Adam. The Torah sometimes says things the way people would talk. That's a Shavuot night topic, what that line means. Debra Torah, Kolashim Bnei Adam. Whatever it means, it's not available for a drasha. That's all it means. Alma, Kim Rabbe Krab Ben Yom Echad, Merabbe. That when it says 1 day old, a baby 1 day old is ready. A boy is ready to be a zav. Vermini, 1 second. Ish. The bride says ish. Ein li ela ish. Ben teisha shanam v'yom echad minayin. Even a 9-year-old has the status of an ish regarding certain halachas with bia because they're old enough to have bia, right? Tamad lamar v'ish. So is it a 9-year-old or is it a 1-day-old? Same exact question we had by a woman. Same thing. Amar Rava hilchasinenu v'asmachu rabbanan akroy. The answer is it's a smachta. And it's also a pasuk, right? Hi halchasa v'haikra. Which one's the halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, and which one's the pasuk? Ilem ben yom echad hilchasa. If the 1 day old is the hilchasa, who ben test shana v'yom echad kra, and a 9-year-old, that the Torah is telling me that a 9-year-old boy has the status of bia, but the problem is that kra stomach ziv. The pasuk just says a boy. It doesn't say a male. It doesn't say what age. So why are we making the pasuk only 9-year-olds? Why are we doing that? That's odd. Eli, you're right. Ben tes shanav yom echad hilchasa. You're right. The fact that a 9-year-old can have bia, that's halacha l'moshe Mitzinai. And what is the pasuk telling me? Uben yom echad kra, that a one day old zav, male that's born, could be a zav. That's learned out of the Torah. Why do I need a pasuk? If it's already halacha l'mashizinai, the answer is l'ma'ute isha miloben, the exact opposite, to exclude a woman who has a white discharge. A white discharge by a woman is not a nida, it's nothing. Right? L'ma'li l'michtav b'zacharim, v'l'ma'li l'michtav b'nekevos. Why do I need to say by male and female, they're both the same? We just learn out one from the other. The Gemara says, tzrichi, it's necessary, because we learned that everything the same, but they have different halachas. Di kasa rachmana bizacharim mishum demetamu b'ri'os kibiyamim. Because males have, the ri'os are not dependent on days. They're dependent on ri'os. You can have three ri'os in one day, three ri'os in 3 days, three ri'os in 2 days. Not dependent on days. A woman has to be three consecutive days. Right? Avon the kevos, delo matamu b'ri'os kiyamim emelo. So I would say a halacha by a woman is totally different. You need three consecutive days, no matter what. So it's not the same thing as a man. V'kasa rachmana b'nekevos. And if it only would have said, females, mishum, tekematamo ba'ones. They could become tame even by accident. In other words, we're going to learn that in order for a male to become a zav, you have to do something. You don't just wake up one morning and you're a zav. You have to do something. What do you have to do? Jumping, eating certain foods, certain things you have to do to facilitate you becoming a zav. By a woman, there's no such halacha like that. She's dumb. Right? So, they're not the same, really. It's not really accurate to say, well, let's learn a man from a woman. They're really different things. Okay, they both have hilchas tumah, they both have kabanos, possibly, they both have going to the mikvah. Those things are the same. But in the underlying, what makes one a nida and one a zav and a zava are two different things. So you can't compare the two. For long time, ba'ones, emalo, tzricha. Fine. Okay. We'll do a little drop more. And then we said like this. We said in the Mishnah that kusim are matame. Who was that Mishnah? Kusim are matame. Mishkav elyon. I'm sorry. Matamin mishkav tachton ke elyon. The bottom, like the top, because they are boel nidos. What does that mean, top, the bottom at the top? What does that mean? So, what does that mean, mishkav tachton ke'elyon? What does that mean? Ilema, if it means, like this, di'i ikur eser matzaos, you have 10 mattresses piled up, you work in a mattress store, and there's 10 mattresses piled up, and v'yasev alayhu, and the kusi sits on the top mattress. He didn't touch the other 9 mattresses. He had a ladder, he climbed up the ladder, sat on the top mattress, and all you want to tell me, all 9 are tame, because a zav, a kusi, whatever, is matame sitting on something. So he sat on something, so that he sat on everything. Right. He didn't sit on one mattress, he sat on really 10. So all 10 should become tame. Is that what the Mishnah meant to say? Ilema de'ika eser matzos. That there are 10 mattresses. V'yasev alayu. And you sit on the top one. Matame lahu. You make all of them tame. It's a pshita. That's old news. That can't be what the Mishnah wanted to tell me. Tahadaris lahu, because he's sitting on the mattresses. That's Tumas Midras. That's old news. That's old news. Right? That's not what it means. Ella, here's what it means. Shehe tachtono shel boel nida ke elyono shel zav. Again, the tachtono of a boel nida, right? What a zav stands on or sits on. Okay? The tachtona of a bo'al nida. When someone's a bo'al nida, he becomes tame. Right. What kind of tame does he have? Whatever tame he has, that's called a tachtono. Lower tuma is ke'elyono shel zav. The same tuma, what a zav is on his body. Elyono, what he's wearing. Elyono of a zav. Ma elyono shel zav ena matame ela ochlin amashkin. Just like a zav is only matame Ochlin umashkin, the elyono of a zav is only matame adam umashkin. It's not matame people, and it's not matame kelim. Why not? Because it's considered a rishon l'toma. Af tachtono shel bo'al nida. So too, whatever a bo'al nida sat on or walked on or sat on, It's only going to be metame food or clothing. So if a man is a bol nida, he comes to has tumah. He's only metame ochel namashkin, not adam and kalim.
So then, what's the story with the mattresses?
That's everyone holds that.
Everyone holds that.
That if you sit on one mattress, you make all ten tumah. In other words, if I sit on the chair and there's three cushions on the chair, all three cushions become tumah. I didn't need a mishnah for that. That's old news about Tumas Midrash. Then I think a funny thing that the tumah of a bal nida has the same tumah as the elyon of a zav, which is not to be tummy food and clothing, food and only be tummy food, not anything else. That was now really we're really stopping in the middle of a sentence.
One second.
Elyon shel zav. Now the Gemara's going to go through this whole sugya. Yeah.
But isn't this case a case of bal nida? If that's like tumah. If he sits on 10 mattresses, I thought it's not metamic. I thought it's only
metamic food. No. The point is, when you sit on 10 mattresses, it's really as if you're sitting on one mattress.
I understand that, but you say it's not tummy unless it's food? Mattress not food?
No. You sit on the mattress.
Right.
Right? No, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that case of... 1 minute. No. Now, what's the story with the mattress? I sat on the mattress. I made the mattress tummy. Now, what if you touch the mattress?
Yeah.
The answer is, you don't become tummy. Only food touches the mattress. Right? Got it?
Okay.
All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.